Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great country. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, we've got to do it, I suppose, just for nostalgia. It is Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also looking at here. It's the 23rd day of August 2023, it's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 63 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 79 degrees today for the climate base and a low of 44 degrees. And we got air quality there, and it's smoky out there. It rained yesterday for quite a while, and it didn't knock the smoke down. It's smoke season, I do fucking believe, and I do fucking dread. I hate breathing this shit. Man, there was guys that are worried about fucking goddamn cow farting, man. What about all these fucking forest fires? You're burning psilocybin mushrooms, goddamn toadstool mushrooms. You're building, burning hemlock. You're burning fucking mistletoe. All kinds of fucking poisons to breathe. Just breathe deep, people. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to go over and we're going to see what's on the outrage page.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty, off to the outrage page. Talk about the latest spit in our face. I'm working on finding that Hunter Biden video and getting it to fuck back up there too. Journalist claims he was put in headlock for pressing mayor on Maui death toll. Citizen journalist Nick Sorter, who has been doing a yeoman's job reporting on the scene of the Maui wildfire disaster, appears to have been accosted by police while trying to ask the mayor about the missing children. There's a video with this, and I watch it, and now you can see it. You can see the contempt. They're pissed off. Your employees, you know, your goddamn servants, they're fucking pissed off. You better back up. And this is really reminiscent of what happened in goddamn Canada. The people are going to fucking start, thinking they're going to exercise their fucking rights. And they're going to tell him, you ain't got no goddamn rights. You're a fucking 14th Amendment subject citizen. We can do what we want to with you because you don't know who you are. You don't know what your authority is. And you do not know how to fucking exercise that authority. Though we are at the point where it's real fucking simple. It's called jack around in it and shoot the son of a bitch. Maui police headlocked me for asking the mayor about missing children. Sorter reported on X. Mayor Bison knows the answer, but he's hiding it. Yeah. The mainstream media have been refusing to press the mayor on this, so residents and I started pressing him hard for the past several days, he continued. He's been demonizing and attempting to discredit me ever since. What do you think? You're fucking with the mafia, buddy. Regardless, we've been able to really blow the lid off this story, he went on. This is a cover-up. Children were burned alive. I've even heard horrific firsthand accounts from locals that found baby bones in car seats and bones of a young boy laying on top of his dog to protect it from the inferno. The four schools in Lahaina served over 3,000 students. Only 400 have enrolled in other schools, Sorter pointed out. Another 200 are doing virtual learning. Where are the children, Mr. Mayor? And the guy is, you know, he just asked the fucking question, answered the question. They just look mean. Now you're seeing these son of a bitches for what they are. Just like I said, like up in Canada, and then these people are going to start getting pissed, and they're going to fucking, the tyrant's going to squeeze, and if they don't fucking resist, I mean, resist fucking with whatever it fucking takes, they're going to fucking be squished. If they fucking resist, they all come together and they get out their fucking guns and they say, you don't run this motherfucking place. We do. We have the jurisdictional authority to hang your fucking treasonous ass. We have the fucking guns to back it. If they do that, they'll start slipping through the fingers and the fucking tyrant will lose his grip. This has all been about a goddamn big real estate deal. Think about that. Murdering little children for real estate. While pretending that they fucking, we care so much about your children, we want to cut off their dicks and sew them on the girls and you know, make little boys out of little girls and little boys out little girls out of little boys. I mean, the sick son of a bitches. This is how much they care about children. They don't give a fuck. If there's a buck in it, they'll fucking kill them in a hot second. The video shows an altercation with police officers while Sector was trying to ask the mayor of Maui about Maui County about unidentified cadavers and missing children. How many children are dead? Sorter asked repeatedly. Mayor Bison finally confessed, I don't know. How could you not fucking know? The incident follows reports about an official media blackout on new images coming out of Maui on Monday. A reported FEMA letter dated August 19, 2023 surfaced. A news blackout? You can do that? What about that first? You can just cancel that fucking first article at fucking a whim. You can get your fucking ass shot off for trying to do it. And why fucking people don't stand up, lock and fucking load, point those motherfuckers and pull the trigger and say, no, you are fucking not. We outnumber your fucking asses. We'll wipe you off this fucking planet. A person wishing to stay anonymous has sent me this email by FEMA sent to their nonprofit who is heading to Maui to help with disaster relief. Anthony Cabasa reported that they say they are being asked to stop posting any images or videos while on the ground effectively immediately. Fuck you. Read the first article and you better fucking understand it because violating the first article will fucking automatically enact the second article as you have removed the common law fucking courts where we can seek our redress, motherfuckers. The August 19th letter reads, out of respect for those who perish, sure, out of respect for those who fucking murdered them, we were asked by Maui County officials who are the murderers, to pause on posting on social media and elsewhere new imagery of damage, disaster, debris starting now. They are asking for a full stop on disaster imagery going forward. At this time, we have not been asked to take any photos or videos down. Our team on the ground is coordinating with the county for further guidance to ensure we remain fully aligned. Cultural sensitivity is of the utmost importance in all our response and recovery activities to the disaster. Man, we got to throw that fucking shit in there. Cultural response. It don't matter what fucking color you are. Your little kids get fucking burned up. You don't want it fucking covered up. You don't want a goddamn blockout of the fucking press. You want the son of a bitches who are responsible for it to pay. You know, like the fucker who didn't turn on the fucking sirens, or the fucker that wouldn't release the water for 5 hours while little children are fucking burning to death. It was signed off on as Justin Angel, Knighton, it looks like, who is the director of FEMA's Office of Internal Affairs. This squares with other reports such as that given by Fox News's Will Kane. Okay, we believe we were the only national media in the West Maui. I haven't seen any other crews, and they tried to censor us and shut us down. West Maui is media free. Well, man, once they handed this motherfucking internet over to goddamn China, they took control of it. I mean, they've always had, that's how they kept control over the people, because you couldn't talk to each other. Big fucking country, 590 million square fucking miles. But that fucking internet brought everybody into everybody's fucking living room. And it's too fucking late. The people already fucking know. Everybody knows what you're doing to the American nationals in fucking Maui, okay? You motherfuckers, everybody knows that you and your fucking robber barons over there, you want those fucking islands for your goddamn, I don't know, your little getaways for your pedophilia fucking parties, huh? Maybe that's what it's all about. We believe we are the only national media in West Maui, Kane said. I haven't seen any other crews, and they try to censor us and shut us down. West Maui is a media-free zone. We only got through the checkpoints because I'm a property owner in West Maui. They have this place on info lockdown from Wehi to, it looks like Malaya. To be clear, they have been many amazing citizen journalists and now journalists and local news like at Maui Now is great, he added. But when you attempt to control information, you sow the seed of conspiracy theory. You know a resource that's missing is Maui information. Nick Sorter has provided more reporting that is shedding light on the deteriorating situation in Maui. When Sector was asked if the military ever mobilized to set up camps and supplies for survivors, his response was sobering. It's essentially all volunteer, nonprofit operations, which they keep shutting down. He said FEMA is doing practically nothing. Very frustrating. Nonetheless, FEMA Administrator Daniel Criswell insists that she and Biden have been in close communication throughout the entire disaster. You fucking betcha. And there's another article that just kind of goes with this, which we're going to right now. Come on, baby. You're going to do what I tell you, right? Okay. Fine, just take me a second. There's a lot of articles up today, so just take a second here. Hang on. Man, they have a lot of stuff. Whew. Come on now. We have everything up today. Here we are. Exclusive. FEMA officials are staying at $1,000 a night luxury hotels in Maui amid recovery efforts in Lahaina. Now, $1,000 a night for them. Is he $700 a piece for the people who got their lives fucking destroyed? These motherfuckers are over there and they're staying in goddamn luxury motels and $1,000 a night. Well, this kind of goes with the other one. Like I said, this is by James Farney in Maui for DailyMail.com. Bungling. Now, see, you start right there, and I fucking don't believe you, James. I think you're a fucking shill. There ain't no bungling to it. What these people do is fucking exact and calculated. No bungling to it, buddy. Bungling U.S. government bureaucrats dispatched to the Maui disaster zone are shacked up. You think this is a bungle? Shacked up in 1,000 a night luxury hotels on the Hawaiian island. DailyMail.com can reveal. Really? Don't you act like bungling my ass, you stupid son of a bitch.
That's the American way.
You goddamn right it is. Officials from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, have been slammed by locals over their slow response to the devastating wildfires that have claimed at least 114 lives and left thousands of people homeless after their houses were scorched to the ground. But that has not stopped the under fire agency from splashing taxpayer cash to put up more than $1,000 of its personnel at four bank-breaking resorts in, looks like Wailea, after the deadliest wildfire in the U.S. for more than a century that caused an estimated $5 billion in damages. The beachside resorts are popular among the rich and famous and located about a 45-minute drive away from the fire-ravaged town of Lahaina. FEMA teams have checked in at a five-star hotel, the Fremont Key Laney. I think all these Polynesian words are fun. Four Seasons and the Grand Wailea Astoria, where past guests include members of Hollywood's elite. Some rooms carry price tags that are well out of reach of the most hardworking Americans. Federal government rates for this week at all the three resorts start at an eye-watering $1,000, company sources told DailyMail.com. The former Hawaii, for Heavenly White Boats, on its website about being the only all-suit hotel in Hawaii that once welcomed ex-Bond star Pierce Bronson and offers gourmet dining to uber-wealthy guests. Uber-wealthy, wow, really. And 780 rooms come with either one or two bathrooms measuring at least 850 square feet and have private balconies so that visitors can soak up the sunset views of what the local calls an oceanside paradise. Meanwhile, the Four Seasons, another top resort that once hosted Kanye West, spans nearly 15 acres and has a white fountain pool, green trees, 600 square feet rooms. The Grand Wailea, I thought I got to go with, where Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston, and Nicole Kidman filmed their romantic comedy, Just Go With It, has 776 rooms that start at 640 square feet. The hotel is set on 40 acres of tropical gardens and sits right on one of Maui's most beautiful beaches, Wailea, it looks like, beach. There are FEMA 100 officials staying at the four-star Marriott Wailea Beach Resort for $531 per night, a company insider said, but where rooms currently on offer to the general public start at $749. Among them are search teams who faced the horrifying and challenging task of looking for the bodies of the dead and recovering the remains. But FEMA's choice of accommodations for their officials could raise eyebrows, given that there are scores of cheaper hotels in the west of the island. Kaleo, a local government employee who asked for his surname to be withheld, aimed amid fears that that he could lose his job, said the reservations about their use of luxury hotels was selfish. Shouldn't they stay closer to the site instead of staying across on the other side of the island, he asked. There has also been anger about the $700 one-time payment to help survivors get essentials such as clothing and food or transportation. Bogus claims circulated online last week that the Biden administration had set up a cap on the federal handouts to those who survived the deadly blaze at that amount. The White House has signed off on $7 million in emergency funds, meaning FEMA can stump up cash to put those who lost their homes in temporary accommodations such as hotels or condos. But locals have also fumed over accusations that FEMA has blocked volunteers from delivering aid to the disaster zone. They blame U.S. government red tape, which means only FEMA-approved supplies can be distributed to those in need. And that is horseshit. That's just like the goddamn Jews telling the Palestinians how many fucking calories they can have a day. I mean, this is fucking draconian. And Maui's top emergency official, Hernan Andea, resigned suddenly on Tuesday, citing health problems just one day after he defended his decision not to sound the island's alarm system. You betcha. Andea said he did not activate Maui's 80-alarm all-hazard outdoor siren system because he feared that residents would confuse the alert for a tsunami warning. So fucking what? If there's a tsunami coming, what are you going to do? You're going to run and you're going to secure your children that we happen to be kept home from school that day. Isn't that a fucking coincidence? Would it fucking matter? If you thought it was a tsunami, it was a fire, it was danger. That's what the fucking sirens for, is to tell you danger. Danger, Will Robinson. And as soon as you heard it, you would go and you would secure your children. That'd be your first fucking act, murderer. DailyMail.com asked FEMA why those hotels had been chosen and whether they had been offered any additional discounts. The U.S. Government Emergency Response Agency failed to reply to the request for comment. No, we don't request from you. We tell you, motherfuckers. You're going to find out who's fucking boss of this goddamn country soon. Very fucking soon. God, they make me sick. Anyway, that's that article, and it goes right well with the other one. Let's see what else we got going here. Da-da-da-da. Fuck Bill Gates. All right. San Francisco area residents blast county council over homeless hotel. This is by Katie Davis Court, the post-millennial. Okay, the Bay Area saw quite the scene on Friday when residents in an affluent San Francisco area town went to war against the city council over a proposal for a new homeless hotel. And that's what they're doing here. They're going to the best parts of town in Klamath Falls, and they are fucking, that's where they're putting all the fucking nuts and the fucking drug addicts. People can't even let their kids come out of their fucking houses. I mean, it's fucking insanity. Angry residents of Millbrae, California, packed a San Mateo County Council meeting to voice opposition to a proposal under Project Home Key that would house 100 homeless vagrants at the La Quinta Hotel on El Camino Real, whatever that is, according to the Daily Mail. And, you know, it's talking about housing these motherfucking foreigners that are here as fucking illegal invaders, illegal fucking aliens, and while American nationals fucking sleep under fucking highway overpasses with their fucking children in the fucking winter time. And I guess the people in Maui now, they're a fucking wake to it. Maybe it has to happen to you. Maybe it has to happen to you before you can cop to the fact that it's the fucking goddamn, it is the rule, not the fucking exception. The meeting deviled into chaos when residents disrupted county council members with loud boos and yelling, in which they voiced concerns about public safety and expressed fears that the homeless hotel will bring an increase in crime to their community. And I promise you it will. The meeting was so well attended that residents filled the room to maximum capacity and hundreds had to listen outside the building. Jordan Grimes, the leader of the grassroots campaign group for affordable housing, detailed the chaos of on Twitter. Good evening, Twitter. I'm spending my Friday night in an affluent Bay Area suburb of Millbrae, where the county is presenting a plan to turn a hotel into 100 homes for unhoused residents. It appears that the entire city is here and they are pissed, Grimm wrote. And it ain't for unhoused residents. It's to take the fucking junkies off the fucking streets. I mean, you can see the footage of them laying there, I mean, in heaps. I don't know if they're dead or alive. Fucking bent half over. I mean, Jesus Christ almighty. These are people that should be in an insane asylum. Not a fucking motel that we're going to, a hotel right next to where people have fucking kids. The crowd is rowdy and angry, booing the county executive until he is drowned out completely multiple times, Grimes said, sharing a video of the incident. The videos are up there in the story. Grimes claimed that things got out of hand when a Q&A session was organized by county personnel and swiftly derailed by people having their conversations and yelling. Millbrae resident Ho Young, that's who owns fucking San Francisco anyway, told NBC Bay Area that he is concerned about the proposal due to the location of the hotel being within proximity to children. Oh, we're going to worry about the children today for this one. It's very close to children, and it's a block from the three schools. Well, that's the perfect fucking place to put psychos that you should be in a fucking nut house that will fucking kill children, rape children, that we sit there and throw needles on the fucking ground for them to step on so they can get AIDS. So we don't want to see that, he told the network. Patricia Lamb, another Millbrae resident, arrived at the county council meeting equipped with a large homemade sign that read, "Keep our children and seniors safe." We're concerned, Lamb told the network. We're concerned about this project. The reason why is because it's right in the heart of Millbrae. Okay. Millbrae. Okay, we'll go with that. San Mateo County Executive Mike Kalagi, who was drowned out by residents during his speech with boos, yelling, and people giving him the thumbs up, encouraged residents to give the project a chance. Oh, is that like giving Trump a chance? look, we've got these facilities all over the country, he said. They're worried about crime. They're worried about assaults. They're worried about drugs and mental health impacting the neighborhoods. And I'm telling you, man, this little town, Klamath Falls just used to be a decent little town out in the middle of fucking nowhere. It is now a fucking shithole. It's gone to par with goddamn Eugene and fucking Portland. There are fucking people shitting in parking lots. You wouldn't fucking believe it. I don't even like to go there when I have to. K-Logi told the network that has just not been our experience. Bullshit, you lying bastard. The project will be under the direction of the Episcopal Community Services, so they got to organize fucking 501c3 unlawful violations of the First Article Church is involved if it gets approved. Beth Stokes from the service told NBC Bay Area that the homeless people would be essentially living in an apartment. And I'll tell you what that's going to look like in about a week. In terms, and you know, but that's all right because the insurance companies will fucking fix it and we'll pay higher insurance fucking premiums. In terms of safety, ECS will have 24/7 staffing on site, Stokes said. We also will have case management staffing, and that's what supportive housing is. It's services. Fuck you. San Mateo County has spent billions of taxpayer funds over the past few years to solve the homeless crisis, otherwise known as the homeless industrial complex. Homeless crisis, when you bring a whole nother population from around the fucking world here and you displace the people who live here, that's not a homeless crisis. That's a fucking invasion. That's a recolonization. In the San Francisco area, homelessness is a widespread issue. Yeah, because you're the fucking... You're the beachhead for the fucking goddamn communist invasion. And Millbear is only 15 minutes south of Union Square, where the longest line of encampments is spread out, in which thousands of people reside on the streets. Additionally, the city is plagued by skyrocketing crime rates, and a large number of vagrants are addicted to fentanyl. Well, of course they are. That's what it's all about, ain't it? Anywho, I'm going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Made the fool.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shivedy. It's 12:44 Pacific Time, and of course, that was Walk by Hog Jog. We have to break this. Standing high in the towers, pissing down on the working man who made the fucking towers. That's about right. Let's go find some more outrage. Sam God damn, they should. Migrant thanks White House for $20 million a month, New York City shelter. Gracias, Presidente. Must be their Presidente, because it sure as fuck ain't ours. This is by Kevin Sheehan and George Fitzgibbon, a New York Post. A migrant surveying his spacious new digs at the $20 million a month mega tent city at Randall's Island had a message for President Biden Monday. Gracias, Presidente. He's your fucking president for sure, you fucking foreign son of a bitch. He ain't mine. He's a goddamn interloper. He's a goddamn invader. He's an occupier. Just like the rest of these fucking King Charles's fucking esquires are. Five tents have been set up on a youth soccer field on the remote Manhattan Island to accommodate thousands of migrants from the U.S. southern border, where more are still pouring in every day. No. More every day? I mean, goddamn, people. We will be outnumbered in our own fucking country. You understand this, right? Keep sitting on your fucking ass and doing nothing. Do nothing to fucking stop this fucking invasion. And you will be outnumbered in your own fucking country. Pretty soon there'll be enough of them until you can't fucking beat them. Because they're getting the guns. I mean, they'll give them fucking guns. They'll drop crates of them in the fucking alleys for them. Where more are still pouring in every day through open gates in Arizona, arriving asylum seekers are a threat to are treated to a meal, a cot, urgent medical care, bathroom facilities, and bus services to Manhattan. That's where they want to go. They want to go to fucking where they can really be fucking coddled, where they can really do nothing, where they can really have the fucking free Kmart fucking showered upon them. One migrant offered heartfelt thanks to the Biden administration. Gracias, President, he told ABC C7 Monday. But Biden, who has seen an unprecedented, not an unprecedented surge, you open the fucking borders, it's a fucking goddamn invasion. I'm tired of this fucking doublespeak out of you cocksuckers claiming to be fucking patriot sites, you mother fucking incorporated son of a bitches, who has seen unprecedented surges in migrants. No, a fucking unprecedented fucking invasion of illegal aliens. They ain't fucking migrants. They're here to take everything we have and kill us. Because we have the goddamn right to it. Because we have the founding documents. Because we have the jurisdictional authority to fucking shoot them out of here. Fucking surge in migrants crossing the southern border since taking office. No, when you open up the fucking borders, they're going to pour fucking across. Why? Because free Walmart. Because you're handing them fucking checks. The people that are working in this country have seen their goddamn taxes go through the fucking roof. They're destroying the middle class is what they're fucking doing. I mean, handling it over to goddamn third world fucking God, you son of a bitches. You're not fucking fleeing fucking goddamn anything but God, the poverty that is created by the families that have fucking enslaved your asses. You think you're a fucking threat to us? You're not. If you can be enslaved and have everything that all your work products stole from you by these handful of motherfuckers, you do not worry me one bit. When the fucking law of fucking lead starts coming from north to south, your fucking asses will be out in front of it and you will be booking shit. You will be in yippee, yippee, and getting the fucking your ass back across them goddamn borders. And we're not going to care if Mexico's, well, we don't want them. Well, they're fucking coming anyway, like a goddamn stampeding herd of cattle. Has done little to help the Big Apple, one of their top destinations. New York City has gotten a mere, see, they don't say these motherfuckers can't be here. It is a violation of the people's fucking rights to take what it belongs to them without due process of the law and hand it over to these foreign fucking nationals. There's no mention of that. It's just, you, if you send us more money, it wouldn't be no big fucking deal. Taking the American nationals' country away from them without the due process of the law, guaranteed under the unalienable law of December 15, 1791, guaranteed. We have a right to shoot every one of these motherfuckers. $140 million in federal aid, with the Department of Homeland Security offering a paltry liaison to help tackle the humanitarian crisis. Who created that fucking crisis? You opened the fuck. God damn it, man. Quit treating us like we're fucking stupid, because it's starting to piss people off. I'm telling you right now. Despite Mayor Adams' repeated warnings that the cost to care for asylum seekers, they're not asylum seekers. They're here for our fucking goddamn money. They're here for our fucking resources. They're here to take what belongs to us. They're here so they can watch our fucking children starve while they are catered to, given goddamn motel rooms, why our people sleep under goddamn freeway underpasses that can trace their lineage in this country back to before it was a fucking country. Asylum seekers in the city could balloon to $12 billion over 3 years. Well, that's all right, man. It's only fucking digits in the computer. The city has been forced to use public space areas like Randall's Island to erect privacy tents paid for by the state. The sprawling park, mostly used for sports and recreation, was prepared to house 2,000 migrants until City Hall abruptly announced over the weekend that it had been expanded to 3,000. One migrant said Monday that he came to New York. We were talking about, what the fuck were they talking about this? You know, asylum seekers, asylum seekers, asylum seekers. One migrant said Monday that he came to New York for job opportunities that he's found through WhatsApp and Facebook groups. These are groups that fucking cater exclusively to this fucking invasion fucking force. Opportunities are in Miami and New York, said Alexander Blanco, a 25-year-old. And you know these fucking, you Trump tards out there, you motherfucking dead-headed son of a bitches. You act like, they're like Trump again. No, they're not. They're fucking goddamn international fucking money moguls. They're part of the corporate mafia. This is goddamn slave labor. And they want it as bad as the goddamn, well, they're fucking all shit through the same hole. They're all the same fucking people. But don't pretend like there's anybody that's even against this. You think the filthy fucking rich, I mean, I don't care how much goddamn money they got. I don't care if they have that tower of gold as high as Mount Everest. They want more. They're fucking Jews. It's in their goddamn blood. A 25-year-old IT worker from Venezuela. I came from Manhattan, a shelter in Manhattan, by sitting on a bus for 4 days from Texas. I've been working 3 days a week cleaning houses in Manhattan, Blanco said. There are many groups that help you find work here if you're a fucking goddamn fucking invader. There are many groups that offer jobs to Latinos here. And I can guarantee you, man, it is exclusively Latinos. During the one of the fucking, what the hell they call them, recessions back in the 80s, I was down in Florida. And fucking, I mean, I was young then, man. It was a long time ago. But there was I seen a thing in the window at the welfare office. It said cane cutters, $15 an hour. I said, I want one of them jobs. And I went over there. Well, you can't have it unless you're a Haitian refugee. That's my goddamn country. That's my fucking goddamn tax money from all the years I fucking worked since I was 12 fucking years old. That's my goddamn money. That's my goddamn job. There are many groups that offer jobs to Latinos here. You goddamn right. Exclusively to Latinos. The tents were erected just south of, looks like Icahn Stadium, and next to the site where Adams set up an emergency migrant shelter last year, only to dismantle the underutilized facility weeks later. This is all about contracts and fucking money. This is about looting this fucking country. They are looting your country. They're sending it all over the fucking world at places like Ukraine. How much have they fucking looted? How about if all that fucking revenue, all that fucking goddamn wealth had went to the American people that fucking earned it? What would our economy be like? Would we be going continually deeper? We do not collect enough fucking taxes to even pay the interest on the fucking debt. We are sunk, fucking people. We are sunk until we take this fucking country back and take the fraud, eliminate the fraud, take back the goddamn wealth that has been stolen, and they'll end up owing us about $23 trillion fucking dollars, or $123 trillion fucking dollars. Because did you sign any papers allowing these motherfuckers to borrow anything in your goddamn name? I'm an individual free sovereign national. I have to sign my name. I'm not your kid. I'm not your fucking ward, because that's how you're treated. You're treated like they have some kind of custody over you and can sign your fucking name and can obligate you to a debt. They can't. That's what the fucking Bill of Rights was put in place to make sure they never got the fucking facilities to do so. But the people have to fucking enforce those goddamn rights. The people have to say, fuck you, no. You try it, I'll fucking kill you. And it's past fucking the threats. It's time to fucking see the action. Either do it or fucking go up to your grandchildren and go look them in the eye and tell them I ain't got the fucking guts to do it, so you're going to be a fucking Chinese fucking slave. Some Chinaman's going to be fucking whipping your fucking ass. You're going to learn how to kowtow. You're going to learn how to be raped at fucking 3 fucking years old by these fucking freaks that I have allowed to fucking take over, because I am too fucking chicken shit and too fucking scared to fight them. City officials said about 100,000 migrants seeking asylum had been bused to the 5 boroughs since the spring of last year, with nearly 60,000 currently under city supervision. Fuck you. Governor Hochul said earlier this month that the state was picking up the state. No, not the fucking state. The fucking state's a piece of paper. And the state has no fucking right. It has no goddamn authority to take fucking from the individual free nationals and give it to fucking foreign fucking nationals who are invading our fucking country, are trying to here to take what belongs to us. And they fucking know exactly what they're doing. They're not just some goddamn, this is just nice people here for a better life. They're here to take your fucking life, rape your fucking children, hack them up with fucking machetes, and you better wake up to it. You better do something. For the Randall's Island shelter, to the tune of about $20 million every month. But why the fuck not? 20 fucking million, what the hell is that? People fucking are American nationals that can trace their lineage back to before this fucking country, living like fucking animals. So these fucking foreign, ignorant, stupid son of a bitches can come in here and take what belongs to us, because we're providing the goddamn mercenary fucking arms to fucking point at us if we try to do anything about it. We need to blow those fuckers out of their socks. We outnumber them. I mean, won't you wouldn't fight in a fight where you got goddamn 1,000 to 1 fucking odds? What kind of fucking coward are you? On Monday, Hochul said the White House did finally agree to lease Floyd Bennett Field in Brooklyn to house even more migrants. They're not fucking migrants. They're fucking invaders. They're here to take. They're here to take what belongs to you and me. They're here to watch your fucking children starve. Why, theirs grow fucking fat. You seen the fat ass bitches coming over the fucking border. They fucking stretch spandex to fit around their fucking 200-pound fucking asses alone. Think about it. Think about it. You know. See if you can look yourself in the goddamn mirror, because I fucking can't. Anyway, that's enough for me. I've had enough for this day. And shouldn't have got so pissed off, because it's not good for me. God damn it, man. Anyways, let's just stand back and watch it all fucking implode in on itself and watch our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our progeny be eliminated from the future. Watch our seed be fucking wiped out from this fucking planet because this generation has no fucking excuse. The generations before us had no fucking excuse. They were wantonly ignorant because they were fucking getting that wallet full of fucking money because they were fucking living a better life. Well, we're not living a better fucking life. It's getting worse every fucking day. It's getting fucking grossly worse every day. That's the word from the trenches.
Come on.